Blog Talk Radio.
We don't need to hear none of that bullshit. Hey, a lot to talk about. And it just never stops, boy, I can tell you. So, this week, once again, CenturyLink fucked me. And I didn't have no internet for like 6 days. And I'm so tied into what I'm doing that when that internet was down, I realized I didn't have fucking nothing to do. I don't really go, hang or nothing. So shit, I'm just sitting around the house. And I said, well, shit, I love my computer. So, I may as well write some, man. I pull up my shit to write. And I didn't even feel it. Now, I'm not saying the internet caused that. But I'm saying when I'm not locked in sync, mentally and shit, shit just don't work for me. And, after I got my master's degree, you remember back then I was trying to find the new rosebud. I stopped having holes. I had been a straight up dad for a year or two. And I was mellowing into it. I had degrees in education and technology and degrees in sociology with an education concentration. I thought I was going to be legitimized. And I'd be able to focus on my true passion, which was kids, elementary school age, second, third grade age kids. Now, they say things happen in your life early that make a lasting impression on you. I never believed that shit. Until I got the focusing on trying to help kids. Then I realized this teacher I had, Les T. Caesar, he was not my teacher, but I think I was in the second grade when I first started school with him, but he was the elementary school. He was the elementary school guru, the playground guru, the person to go talk to when you got some kind of problem. A person that was totally grown, but he was a kid. He was us, and I loved him. But let me tell you, what I loved about him was that you could tell he was there for us. Every fucking thing we did, he was there for us. Playground shit, community shit, and all the stuff that adolescents got to deal with. He was always there, which I am that way too. I'm saying I will always be there for you and yours. That's my thinking. Well, anyway, that was not to be. And I ended up on the path that I'm on now. This path, Sidewalk University, and my writing has been my salvation because I'm a creative type dude. Now, what you guys don't know about the streets is that everything you do, you're creating. And you're satisfying that creativity in you by doing the things you do because you created the path to do it. Now, the path designed for you, you created from getting money and thinking the way you think and living the way you live and becoming who you become. See, that's why, well, the writing is my salvation, of course. The writing being my salvation, of course, is, don't forget, Sidewalk University. And I didn't really say this, too. Not only Sidewalk University, but making these videos and just dealing with the social aspect of what I'm doing now. That's really the what I'm leading up to is you don't realize how much you have to do with my progression. I have no progression if I don't have you. So periodically, I salute to you, and I just appreciate you motherfuckers, man. You guys keep me going. No matter what you think, no matter how I come off, I fucking appreciate you guys. That's why I do the shit I do. That's why I try to be kicking shit. Because life is chicken. Life ain't finna be your goddamn friend. You're gonna have to take life by the horns as if you was in a rodeo, that you have to rope the cow. I mean, the bull. You're going to dive off your god. Life is like this. You know, you're in life, you're doing woo-woo, and at one point you got to dive off that motherfucking perch you own and grab the horns of that goddamn bull and pull his ass to the ground and rope his legs and make him incapacitated. Believe it or not, that's what life is. You just want to, you know, mosey along on the horse alongside of life, fine. You'll live. You'll get to be whatever age and die. And if you had fun, fine. I ain't mad at you. But there's people who, after they realize they can ride alongside of life, fuck riding alongside of life. I'm going to get ahead of life. That's not what they think, but that's what they're doing. And what I'm saying is they don't want to be right here forever. So they're not going to be happy riding alongside of life. That's me. Excuse me, guys. You know I got this fucking hay fever. That's me. I'm not satisfied like that. I got to go out ahead. And I got to guess what life is going to do. In my mind, I'm going out 2 months from now, and I'm guessing that when life catch up with me, it's going to be doing this. So I've already done it. Now, I'm not saying I'm right all the time. I'm saying that's the kind of person I am. I can't be satisfied with just winning. You know, I really want to convey that to you guys as men, you know, man to man. You know, I don't want any of you to be satisfied with what's going on. So I had to be Mr. Caesar, because Mr. Caesar was Superman to us. When we was playing baseball, you know, he'd pitch and couldn't nobody hit him, because he was a grown man with his kids. And then when we try to strike him out, we couldn't. He hit the ball like a cross over so far you couldn't believe it. And he would tell us, if you on the field, you on the field with players. You ain't on the field with age. So whatever fucking age you are, you better be able to handle the field. He didn't talk to us like that. But he said shit like that. And he made us, I don't know if he was trying to do this or not, but he made us believe that we could do it. He did. Track season, he'd race us. So my thing is, I wanted to be the real Superman. You know what people say, look, up in the sky. It's a flock of birds. No. It's a group of planes. They're flying in a unique pattern. And then somebody else say, no, look, those are people. They're the go-getters, being led by Professor Rosebud. This don't have to be all that. But that's how dramatic I am when I think about what the fuck I'm doing or what I want to do. So what I'm saying is Sidewalk University is the new thing. It's the new thing that's going to graduate you to the next level. And the beautiful part of it is you don't have to go to another school ever in life. But what you do is follow Sidewalk University and you test yourself. Hold on, 773. You test yourself on a continuous basis. And you graduate. You can see yourself, you're learning. What's up, 773?
What's going on, Professor?
All right.
How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
Hey, it's one of your dropouts.
Well, who is that?
That's Jaja. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you? Why the fuck you dropped out and why didn't you come back?
Oh, well, I just learned something new just now, and that's cool, and I'm glad I called in. But I dropped out because I just, you know, it was like reading that one book, The Secret or whatever. You're going to put the book down, and you're going to get up and get out and start doing shit. And that's where I'm at right now. Like, I'm down, but, like, I'm up inside of me, if I'm making sense to you.
Yeah, you making sense, but I'm saying that don't explain why you didn't come back. That should explain why you was rushing to come back.
Oh, all right. What I got to do? Let me email you.
Check this out, Jaja. I'll tell all you guys.
Yes, sir.
This shit ain't easy. And if you do quit the very next semester, you can come back free. But if you don't come back the very next semester, you don't have to necessarily re-register from the beginning, but you got to go through the registration process. So, yeah, email me, and we'll kick it, because each person, when we talk about whatever made them back, their re-registering process is different. It's individualized. So, yeah, email me, man, and bring your ass back. What did you call in for, though?
This is check in. Say what's up, and now I'm learning some new shit today. You know what's available to me. You feel me? Hey, don't hang up on me. You kick me back in the queue. Kick me back in the queue so I can just listen.
Yeah. But listen, I want to hear from you today, man. You know my email, right? AskRosebud@gmail.com. I want to hear from you today, man. And I want to get you back in the queue
right now.
All right.
Yes,
sir. This semester is already 3 weeks old, so I don't know. You might get catch up because you started before. Matter of fact, hit me, man, and we'll see where you at.
Tempo.
You know it. Okay, you guys. Like I'm saying, all kind of shit goes on for each of us. I don't know, with my brother, something could have happened to him, had him tripping, blah, blah. But what I'm saying to each of you, and you need to understand, so fucking what? Believe me, that's life. So what? You think you got it bad? I know this other guy that got his foot cut off, and he was a track star. I'm saying life happens, man. Life ain't finna motherfucking just cater itself to you, and you don't want it to. You want to be able to deal on your feet. The way I think, I'm a tennis player, and I'm being served too. So I think on the balls of my feet. I'm bouncing around. I don't know where that fucking ball comes, but wherever the fuck it comes, I'm going to be ready for it. That's all I think. That's the way I analogy. That's the kind of analogy I use to make myself see what I'm saying. Because if that tennis player that's going to be served to is standing on the other side of the court, flat-footed, do you think he's going to be able to motherfucking get that serve? No. That's why you never see a motherfucker flat-footed waiting on something in sports. You always prepare yourself. And preparation starts with being ready to react to the ball, to where it's going, but more than anything, to counter reaction, because it's counterproductive. Reaction is the negative. That's why you're on the balls of your feet. You already making the move. So whatever he do, he's reacting to you. That's how you got to make yourself think proactive. That's why you got to make yourself think that you're not one of these pawns. If you don't see yourself in control, you ain't. And if you can't say something that's going to make you see what you saying ain't bullshit, you lying. That's just the way the wind blows. And you know what I used to say? Any way the wind blows is cool with me. Because I ain't worried where the wind blowing, where it's coming from. So motherfucking what? I got a coat. I'm still finna do what the fuck. Now, what I'm trying to get you guys to see is this all could be a lie. If you simply want something, you just gonna keep wanting it. I ain't lying, because what I say, I do. And I know the key to having anything is to want something for the shortest period possible. And I teach my students to want something for all of 5 seconds. And on the 6th second, your ass better be going to get it. Period. If you ain't going to get it, you didn't want it. I didn't learn that from life. My dad actually taught me that. But he learned it from life. Now, if you willing to more than want it, the moment you see it, you've already prepared to get it. See, this is where you got to understand your life is in your control. If you want something, you better prepare to get it. If you want something, just realize you want it is not preparing you to get it. It's preparing you to fail. Unless you start at that point preparing to get it. And once you prepare, you go get it. That's why we're called the go-getters. At least that's what the go-getters learn to do. Women, jobs, peace of mind, street savvy, and a firm knowledge of who the fuck you are. Adhering to principles that you acquired during the active learning that takes place at motherfucking Sidewalk University. What I'm saying is active learning goes on all around you every day. But since you guys have been programmed to not want active learning, you need a person like me in a school like Sidewalk University to put you in active learning situations so you can see the value of learning as you live, not live, fail, and then learn, unless that's the way you do it. If that's the way you do it, fine, it doesn't matter. The key is learning. Everything I'm trying to get you to do, everything I'm saying to you, this is the way I insist my students live, or at least when they're dealing with me. Now, it's getting better all the time. Matter of fact, I remember this song by the Beatles. It's getting so much better all the time. And then that thing goes ding, 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 ding. The Beatles, just speaking of the Beatles, they were some cool white boys. You know, they made believe it or not, even though they were psychedelic motherfuckers, they made mood music. And you know, they was just regular Englishmen or wherever they was from. And them motherfuckers start fucking with niggas. I mean, when they was in London, they was listening to niggas. This been not... Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Hi, this is Steven. How are you doing?
Man, fuck you, you motherfucker. My dick work. Do you want me to fuck you? All right, I'm sorry, you guys. 414, what's up?
Hey, bud, is there any bad repercussions that still come from when you're trying to get your point across to your hoe and she says something that's right and you let her be right and let yourself be wrong and leave it like that?
Hell yeah. Bad repercussions. When the bitch say something, that's, when y'all heat it and the bitch say something that's right and your motherfucking ass was, if that's the case, on the wrong side of that fence, you supposed to make sure you acknowledge that shit and you ain't supposed to back up from where you coming from. You just supposed to say, that's why I fuck with you, bitch, and that's why I let you fuck with me. You better be listening, and you better not let a nigga do nothing wrong. And then you keep going. Because what I'm saying, see, you niggas let something like that handle you. You know, bitch, right. Oh, man, shit. I got to shut up now. No, motherfucker, you let that bitch know she right and she fucking with a monster. You can give me some information if it's right, but it better be right if you want me to listen to it, motherfucker. Now, fuck you. Now, if you don't think like... If you don't think like that, you ain't having no bitch. The bitch having you.
Got you. I'll be calling back, bro. Appreciate it.
You know it. Yeah. Hey, you guys. See, this is the value you get fucking with a nigga like me. I'm on here kicking it about Sidewalk University and all the things you learned. And the brother called me with some shit totally... ain't got shit to do with what I'm talking about, but you see how I just switch gears? I'm a speed shifter. I told you motherfuckers that. And it's in real life. It's not something that I'm just talking about. You know, I do it. I didn't know he was finna call in with that shit. But you see how fast I switch gears? Because I'm a speed racer. I'm just saying, when I was talking about the making that mood music, they was also very good musicians. And them motherfuckers made this song called I'm Flying, and it was just all music. But it was just really, really dope. Penny Lane, no, what was that? Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I think that's the song. I mean, not the song, that's the album it was on. You guys need to look that shit up. Even if it's just to hear it. And look up that song, I'm Flying. Them motherfuckers was bad. You know, I'm a fan of music. You know, and I'm a fan of different types of music. But the one constant has always been jazz. Now, the Beatles did a jazz album. And I remember I was looking for it, and I could never find it, where they just showed they was just hella musicians. And they talked about B.B. King and Jimi Hendrix and James Brown. They talked about all them motherfuckers. Didn't mention Nan White Boy. The Beatles didn't mention Nan White Boy. Beethoven, they might have mentioned that motherfucker. Or whoever, Brahms. What I'm saying is, them motherfuckers was influenced by me and you. They made the dopest album I ever heard by one of them hippie-ass fucking bands. And I could swear. You know what? I really could swear. Didn't we just get done with Christmas last week? God damn, that's just how fast time flies. Here we are coming up on the time you're going to want to have somebody special. I got my daughter, so I'm hooked up. But But what I'm saying is some of you motherfuckers think it's a mate. You know, you got to have a mate. I got a mate too, you know, and if I have her, you know, during the holidays, that's fine. But if I don't, I ain't gonna never be able to lose my girl. So what I'm saying is I'm hooked up. I'm blessed. And I know it's the time of year that I think that way, and I ain't the only motherfucker that think like that. And now that I, it's not that I need holidays. What the fuck? Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? You accept the question right now?
Yes, on my show. Why are you calling my phone?
Okay. I don't exactly know how to call into the show.
Are you on the show right now?
Yes.
Well, then, just call into the fucking number, man. 845-277-9263. Call in.
Got it.
All right, for sure. In a way, that's why I answered him, just in case motherfuckers really want to fuck with me. But in another way, I just can't be letting motherfuckers call with me, and then I don't answer the phone. Because I be wanting to know. What the fuck you want? Might have wanted something, man. Shit. But back to what I'm talking about. Time flies. I'm telling you. You guys are so young. For you, it takes a year for a year to be a year. For us, in 1 year, 10 years have gone by. It's not good or bad. I'm not saying which is better. I'm just saying that's how time works. Okay, 919, that's you. I see you just had called. What's up, man? This is how we kick it.
What's okay, that? I appreciate that, man. Hey, man, I got a question for you, bud.
You can have a couple.
Yeah. The issue I'm having right now is I'm trying to, you know, get into the head of one of my superiors at work, man. And she's a little older, about 55, 60. Sometimes I might get a hint, and sometimes I might, you know, get kicked down saying I'm too young because I'm 36. What do you think about that? Is that, you know, is that something to do with work or is it something to do with age?
What, her being the way she is as far as not listening to you for whatever reason because you're younger? What, I don't know what you're asking.
Yeah, not responding to the advances or responding negatively.
Are you making,
negatively to the advances.
Are you making relationship advances?
Dates, phone call, whatever.
Hey, stop right there. She's smart and you're silly. And you need to quit being silly. Do you know of any animal besides a pig that shit where they eat?
No. Well, a chicken.
Chicken eat they shit. You're right. But bro, that's the first one that you pat yourself on the back, man, right there. But anyway, what I'm saying is, man, you ain't supposed to be fucking around your office. You ain't supposed to be fucking around. Know where you work, because as soon as whatever happens, fuck up, you losing. And we don't know what losing mean in your case. It might mean getting fired. It might mean you ain't going to be able to pay for your lifestyle. It might mean all that because you trying to fuck with a bitch you ain't supposed to be fucking with. If you like that motherfucking bitch and you see her at Safeway or something and you talk to her and y'all get to kicking it, fine. But I bet 10 to 1... you hitting on the bitch at work.
Yeah.
I know. So how you going to get some action? Hey, you guys.
Well, I'm just...
I try to express this to my students when I send them out. Man, if you fuck and try to do this goddamn assignment and you deal with somebody that's at work, you're going to give a false reading because people at work got to be nice. they don't know what you're doing as far as what you're doing, but they got to be nice because you're a customer. So you're not getting a real reading on what she's saying. The person at work, you don't know where she's coming from if she ain't going to fuck with you at work. Why haven't she tried to see her somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Stop. I don't believe you. Convince me.
Because I've asked for the, you know, social media stuff, and then she'll give me the social media, but then won't answer me back on the social media and won't give me the phone number.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you don't know what kind of car she drive, right?
Yep.
You do? So what I'm saying is lock them. I ain't saying troll that bitch, but I'm saying how come you don't see where she go or what the fuck she do? So you could pop up there one day. I ain't saying doing that like these crazy people do it. I'm saying you have to put your work in if you want what you want. You can't want something and that's it. You just want to hook up with baby, so you let her know you want to hook up and you think that's it. If you really want it, you got to put the work in to get it. And you see she professional.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Bro, are you? No. And you know it. Tell the truth.
No, I haven't been.
Well, what I'm saying is, listen, can't you see that's the difference between you and her right now? She keeping it professional.
You're right.
So then what's your move to get at her in a professional way? I don't know what you do for a living, but I'd have figured something out that I would need to talk to her about that had to do with the job that ain't going to make her think I'm hitting on her, and then me and this bitch going to talk about it for whatever amount of time, and that's going to be that. But I know she was checking me out while we was talking.
Yeah.
I know that. So what I'm saying is I have another meeting with her. Until she want to have a meeting with me. You motherfuckers just want shit. You don't want to put no work in. Why? Because then I might get rejected. Sorry ass. This is why all you motherfuckers need Sidewalk University.
Hey, that's what I was just about to say, but I just bought some of your courses, so we going to get together again.
All right, check this out. Let me ask you something. Who or what is the best teacher in the world?
Experience.
No. You know what it is?
What's that?
Failure. You motherfuckers are so scared to fail. That's why you don't learn shit. Failure will teach you how to win. And failure will teach you how to succeed in your environment. You don't need nobody else's ways to succeed because that motherfucker don't wipe your ass when you shit. The only person wipe your ass is you. And the only person that got something to do or that can handle anything about your life is you. And you need to understand, bro, baby playing over your head and out your league. And you haven't realized it. You haven't realized she's letting you know without risking her job. I don't play with underlings. But you ain't showing her you sharp enough to see that. You got to show her you. Do you think you sharp enough?
Oh, I know that.
No, you don't know it. See, this is what y'all do. Lie. Oh, I know that. Well, if you know it, what's the first thing you're going to do to show her that you sharp?
I'm going to get out in the parking lot. Next time I get out, it's going to be in the parking lot going home instead of being in a, you know, workplace environment.
Well, you still at think, work.
But it's not around other people, you know.
It's still at work, so she still got her guards up.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, there you go right there. You pick an environment, but you do the same fucking shit.
Okay.
Maybe the parking lot would be better, but then you should say something that has to do with life versus anything personal. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to get the bitch to let her guards down.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by showing her you ain't trying to hit on her. And if you just being a person and you just talking to her, she might talk back. And then that's where you get your action, because now you get to hear what she's saying and you get to pick it apart so that you can respond in a way that she's gonna like.
Yeah.
But no, you guys don't want to think like that. That's too much work. That's why you couldn't be pimps. Because a pimp do all that. Every time he fuck with a bitch. You motherfuckers couldn't be no goddamn pimp. Just talk that goddamn shit. You just want what a pimp has. A pimp work for his fucking shit. He don't just hope he catch a hoe. He said, man, I need a new bitch. And he just ride around and wait for one to get in his car. He say, no, I need me another bitch, man. And he go to work. And y'all don't do that. Y'all don't do it. You just want what you want. Oh, man, I want, baby. And you just wait for her to come knock on your door. Hey, here I am. It don't happen like that.
You know what? You're right about that, bud. You're right about that, because the last time I bought something for this lady on Valentine's Day, that seemed to be the only time she really seemed like she was interested.
Well, man, but you talking about buying a bitch something. Where you hear me say some shit like that?
No, you didn't say that, but this is what I'm saying. When I did that, that's the only time it seemed like she actually was paying attention, watching my moves and stuff like that. But that died down.
Well, check this out. You better be glad you showed her that died down, because she was looking for a sucker. She's paying attention, because if you give a horse some sugar, that motherfucker gonna follow you around. I'm just saying, you know, you got to add two and two real fast. You can't be looking at that kind of goddamn shit unless you're looking at it the way I just brought it. Yeah, she did do that, but, you know, I gave her some, so that ain't real. You got to ask and answer all the questions. You can't just ask yourself a question and leave it wide open. Man, this was, I gave her some for Valentine's Day, and she was cool, so I wonder if that's it. No, you can't just wonder. You got to answer that. No, that ain't cool, because the bitch, you know, she ain't being that way without me giving or something. Man, fuck that, because I ain't got much to give. As a matter of fact, giving for me is like a lifeline. And the more I give, the motherfucking less I got to live. So with them saying, you think I'm going to give you my life just like fucking wanting to give it away? I ain't wasting my life. If I give you some of it, you're going to be well worth it, because I treasure mine. You better treasure yours, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? What am I really saying?
Sir.
Tell me. Encapsulate what I'm saying to you.
That is more to life, like more to getting that abroad than what you can give her, because that's all you got.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
Stop. You focusing on the very last point. I'm talking about the whole conversation that we've been having. What have you got?
Oh, that's pretty extensive if you're asking about the whole conversation. But in a nutshell, what I got from it was, I need to put more effort into what I want to get results.
Hey, plus, you need to recognize the playing field you want.
Yeah, yeah. Older lady with a lot of more,
no,
lot more experience.
No, professional.
Mm-hmm.
Because with her, mm-hmm. it's professional. But with another lady her age, it could be older. You'd see her somewhere else. It ain't a work environment. She could be acting just like this woman acting, but it could be age. But you still got to recognize that and make moves to counter it. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So kicking it about one problem, once you get answers to that one problem, it should open up your eyes to hella problems in that area. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I didn't understand that last part.
The way you guys think, when you get an information to help you, it's only helping you for that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use this same information for 30 or 40 future different situations. But that's how you got to learn and take this information in, because it's not for one thing. This information is for life, and life is going to come at you all kind of ways. Hey, how many ways can you have a wreck?
Whew.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. There's too many ways. You can't even answer that. That's life.
Yeah.
That's life. Shit happens. And you got to be ready for that goddamn shit. Period. Believe it or not, you countering about 100,000 ways to have an accident just going to fucking 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that's how life is, man. We got to start recognize these little things that we're doing so it can build us. We take so much for granted that we have no basis. We have no foundation to stand on. But motherfuckers that go to Sidewalk University develop a fucking foundation from what they already had that they haven't been using, because it's been bred out of men. Period. Believing in yourself as a man has been bred out of you. Period.
Mm.
So you motherfuckers don't try to look under a bitch dress no more. That's just been bred out of you. You don't need to do that, blah, blah, blah. You do need to do that. Because that's what separates men and women, doing shit like that. They want you to be adrenaline. No, man, I want you to be a man, and I want you to fuck with women. I want you to understand women ain't objects. Women ain't less than you. None of that bullshit all them white boys been thinking all these years, which is what everybody is protesting. Motherfuckers like us never really thought that. Unless the bitch got out of line. And if the woman... If that's the case, no, there is a line, then of course, shouldn't it be a line for a dude, too? The king can do anything, but the king don't want to cross the line. See, that's what's wrong with everybody. They don't distinguish where they're coming from. They just leave it wide open. Me, I'm coming from somewhere specific, and if you ain't coming over, I'm talking about, fuck you. That's me. I ain't talking about what you're talking about unless you started the conversation. If you started the conversation, then I'm going to take what you're talking about and come at it from what I'm talking about. And soon as you start accepting what I'm saying, you didn't lost control of the conversation, and it's going to be about what I'm talking about. That's me. And I think like that all the time.
That's out there.
Hey, you understand? That's what I'm saying. But anyway, I got more to talk about, brother. Hey, that was some good shit, man. Hey, listen. When you get older, time is very important to you. And it becomes important because you realize it's running out for you. It's not running out like gasoline. you know, you could replenish it. No, this is running out. You ain't gonna have no more when it's gone. You can't get no more when it's gone. That's why you got to do it all now. I'm here in Vegas, and it's hot as fuck. It's 111 right now. And I wonder, what the fuck are you guys doing in this catch a motherfucking bitch weather that we're having? Because when I said, you can either complain about how hot it is or take advantage of how much women are showing. Now, I'm going to tell you what I used to do at about 3 o'clock. I ain't, you know, at home. I'm at whatever bitch house I'm at. And I tell David to run my bath. And then I don't tell her this, but she's running my bath while I'm thinking of what the fuck I want to put on. Hold on.
Oh. Phoebe, get away from there. You know you in heat.
My girl dog in heat. And I got my down. Down. My girl dog in heat night, my boy dog is going crazy. I thought something was wrong. But anyway, from the way, about 3 o'clock, whatever broad house I'm at, I tell her to run my bath. And what I'm doing is I'm thinking about what I want to wear. And baby, once she got my water right, you know, I'm going to jump in the tub, take care of my grooming. And when I'm down, I walk into my closet and start looking, you know, for something to match what I was thinking as I waited on my bath. I feel mauve today. Phoebe, bring your ass back here and sit down. Sit. I say, I feel mauve today. And I look in my closet and choose a pair of my David Eden gaiters with the matching belt. And I got some mauve socks and drawers. I don't know about you, but I match from my drawers to my socks to my belt to my slacks and shirt. First things first, though. Now that all that, you know, grooming is done and I done got my little shit, I set it to the side and get one of my Gino Capellis or my Adolfo's. Or I get one of my DeMonte shirts to match my fucking belt and gaiters. Shirt, belt, shoes, and socks must match if you want to really be down. Now, once I get my shirt fitting just right, I slip into my slacks. Now, I already have on matching undergarments. So now I want to make sure my slacks is going to be, you know, the right color with my shirt. And after I make sure of that, I put my shoes on and search out the perfect tie. You know, there's many combos you can make with your tie and shirt, but I'm thinking more on the same color type of move. A tie that has the color of my shirt and my suit in it would really fit the bill. And once I choose that, I knot it up in a boss square knot. Then I look in my closet door mirror at the full view of myself. And I say, damn, nigga. Shit. I'm a fly motherfucker. Then I take off my jacket. 661, I see. I'll be with you in a minute. I take off my jacket, smoke me a joint while I choose from my 180 bottles of cologne. Then I go out and look in my backyard while I fuck with my pit. All the while, fully dressed. Now, you know why I do that because no other motherfucker do it. Then I start my night out being different. And I run and tell that shit. Yeah, okay, 661, I'm coming at you right now. What's up, Donnie? Are you there, 661? Okay. I do that because nobody else do it. I got a plan for everything. Everything. Because when you're down and dirty and you're on the prowl, you don't miss much. Over there, I see that ball that I was at last night. Of course, as I'm walking over in her direction, I say, do I give her another chance? And, you know, shit, she might be thinking differently tonight. I'm thinking this shit as I walk over there. And then I say to myself, yeah, that's just why I ain't fucking with that bitch. She a flipping bitch. I'm thinking all this walking toward her. I'm saying, the nigga on the prowl, I'm hungrier than a timber wolf, white around the mouth than Al Jolson. But that bitch will never know it. Because the nigga don't want no flipping bitch. Even if the bitch make money, motherfucker don't want no flipping ass bitch. And as I'm just talking all this as I'm walking toward her, and I'm right up to her now. And I say, I'll just save my conversation for any bitch but that one. And I keep going. Shit. And then down, look a little further, and I see this square at the bus stop. Shit, I need a fucking ride. Got my Rolls Royce parked in the drive, in the motherfucking parking lot. But I'm putting work in, so I walk up to the bus driver and say, hey, is this for the 73? Yes. Bitch responded. And I say to myself, because you got to think like this. Damn, baby responded fast, way too fast. I must have some action. Shit. Then I wait a second. Then I ask, are you going downtown? And the bitch say, I'm married and not available. I smiled at that bitch. He's an awfully lucky bastard. And tell him I said so. And I walk off looking at my watch. Seconds. 70 seconds to find out this bitch ain't shit? I'm getting slow. I ain't been hungry in a while. I got to stay busy. I got to get busy. And I say, say, baby. And it's to be continued. See, that's just 1 minute of my life. Maybe 2 minutes. You know, I'm a motherfucker, man. I question women who say men. Especially when they say that shit too fast. Let me ask you this. Now, think about this. Don't be quick to judge this. Just think about it. Is the man who steps up to take care of someone else's kids, is he a strong man? One of my partners had different reasons than I do. But we kind of agreed on the point. And the point was, taking care of someone else's kids does not make you a strong man. Taking care of the woman you decided to be with does. Taking care of her, and she got kids, includes her kids. But basing a man's strength solely on the fact that he will take care of someone else's kids sounds too much like sucker shit to me. So I don't agree with just that making a man. But I'm saying, if you want to fuck with Sally and Sally got two kids, how you going to tell her, I want to fuck with you, but leave the kids over there? You can't do that shit. You gotta tell Sally, bring your ass and the kids on over and let me take care of you motherfuckers. Now, there's too many bullshit ways to describe things. A strong man is just like a strong woman. Quiet, unless motivated to be otherwise. Sure, because of their confidence. Aware, because of their position in life. Responsible, because anything that comes with balling, they can handle. And they're a hell of a mate, either one, male or female, because either one of them know how to get busy when duty calls. I'm kind of talking about me. But really, we all have these definitions of shit, and it's only because the original definition is too strong for weak motherfuckers. They're strong men and women. And I know I'm one. Are you? Are you, sis? We're doing a reality check here. We ain't talking about Joe Blow's definition. We're talking about true strength. Are you with the strong? Do you realize tomorrow will be old next week? I try to tell myself to relax because I know shit like this. And I get to thinking, I'm getting too old to be running like I do. And then I think if I'm running to be running, I am too old for that kind of shit. But I'm running, paving the way for my golden years. And they're right around the corner. And I know if I would have done this goddamn running earlier in my life, at this point, I would be bored to death with nothing to do. So to me, old is what old does. Young motherfuckers run so that their golden years will be lived out in bliss. Old motherfuckers sit and enjoy the fruits of their earlier years' labor. I never did believe that kind of shit. And now that I can qualify to be an old motherfucker who sit and watch the days turn into night, and watch the grass grow. I pass on that shit. And I live for my golden years. My golden years are 80, 90. Used to be 60 or 70, but now, man, this is 80 or 90. If I put my efforts in overdrive right now, I still got a few years that I can make it a little better than it's going to be already. I'm going to just keep pushing is what I'm saying. Now, I got something that makes me believe I have a vehicle that can take me to the end. And of course, shit be happening. See, this dog is going crazy. I'm sorry if you hear him. I was recently on a show and we talked about conceit and selfishness. And, you know, the host was initially against that shit. Until I broke it down, you know, how my alumni feel about those two. Because, you know, ensuring your own survival and well-being, in my opinion, is not in any regards a bad thing. But it is being selfish. The very idea that it's a bad thing to be selfish is ludicrous in my opinion. I have a tool that, you know, my alumni, they tell me it's important and it's necessary. And I'm branching out and my goal is to be, you know, the motherfucker that's needed. 773, I see you, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Mr. Bud? Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
A lot. Yeah, I met this lady, right? She's 50 years old. And her husband, she been married to 30 years, passed away. And she just keep talking about her ex-husband. What do you think about her getting her mind off that? But not in a negative way.
Hey, bro, how old are you?
Yeah. I'm 40.
And you talking like that?
Yeah.
bro, do you when you listen to this again, you're going to hear how you sound. Do you know how you sound?
Nah.
I know you don't, because you wouldn't sound like that if you missed. We used to call motherfuckers that sound like you glooks. You sound like a glook. You're not even saying what you have to say. You say two words, and then you got to pause and breathe hard. And come on,
right,
man. You ain't going to fucking catch no woman sounding like that, man.
I understand.
So well, what are you asking about this woman? You said she's 50?
What? Yeah, I talked to her. I've been in her house and everything. But she in a grievance stage with her ex-husband.
When did he die?
And that's the only person she know, 3 years ago.
When did he die?
And she haven't dated since.
Bro.
2019.
That's 3 years.
And she was a virgin,
okay,
when she met him. She
man,
told me.
Leave that woman alone, because you don't have the tools to have her. And you don't want the tools to have her. You just want to talk. So what I'm saying is,
uh-huh,
I mean, the bitch gonna grieve. But I'm saying, shit, if you just gonna let her grieve while you there, that's on you. I ain't letting no bitch grieve while I'm with her. I mean, I ain't gonna tell her to forget her man either. I'm just gonna make her wanna, you know, be happy fucking with me. If you don't know how to do that, which it sounds like you don't, and you don't know how to do it because you don't give a fuck how you sound, so that means you don't give a fuck how you look.
I care how I sound.
Mean, you don't give,
well,
no, you don't.
I care.
No, you don't.
Criticism.
I ain't saying you can't take criticism. I didn't say you couldn't take criticism. I'm saying you don't give a fuck how you sound. Because if you did, you wouldn't sound like that. You know, you give bitches no credit. They just want motherfucking glue that's good for nothing motherfuckers. And if that's what you sound like, which it is, that's what you think bitches want. You don't want to sound like you got anything together. You know, a person that speaks with words instead of instead of that kind of shit, they come off as intelligent, and it encourages a woman to fuck with them, especially if that woman is in position. And you will make a bitch see, I gotta carry this motherfucker. I gotta show this motherfucker how to put a tie on. You know, that's how you sound, man.
Hey,
do you have any ties? You heard me, man.
What's that?
Do you have any ties? Neckties?
Oh, yeah. I had my father 70. I had to show him how to tie a tie. Yeah, I know how to tie a tie when I used to look for a job.
I asked you, do you have any?
Oh. Nope.
See what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't wear suits nowadays.
Hey, because they don't give a fuck about shit. Nothing's formal to them. Nothing's important enough for them to dress up for. Everything's nothing. They dress down. They don't have any goddamn tradition. That's why you can't catch the bitch, man. Because you want to
be
like that. What?
Button-ups with no tie. Yeah, a lot of guys over 40 wear button-ups out here with no tie. They don't believe in wearing ties.
Hey, bro. Think
I don't.
Like you want to think and just stay without a bitch. I ain't trying to convince one of you motherfuckers to change your mind. I could give a fuck. If you believe that goddamn bullshit, think it. You go have at it. See, I'm trying to put my efforts in overdrive so that the shit I'm doing with y'all, you know, gonna keep fitting the bill for me. In my golden years. Because what I'm saying is, I was about to tell you earlier, I was recently on a talk show. These motherfuckers were telling me how being conceited and all that shit is horrible. And, you know, I just can't get to thinking that looking out for myself or believing in myself is a bad thing. And people want you to believe what they say. Now, my message is clear. And picking up theme, actually, I, as a former pimp, have the keys to what's important to any woman. And that's being a stand-up man about yours. That's what's important to any woman. I don't believe you motherfuckers understand that it's easier said than done. Oh, yeah, I'm a stand-up man. Yeah, okay. I love what I do, you know, because I've always been a lucky man in that regard to my endeavors, because all of them always seem to be rewarding in one way or another. So it's up to you to follow the path that you determine will get you to where you're supposed to be in life. And if you don't have a path to follow, you're just wandering around without no direction. You haven't determined where you want to go. That's bad. What are you waiting on? When you look in the mirror and ask yourself, who are the three most powerful people you know personally? Your answer should be me, myself, and I. That's your answer. What a powerful combination of personal strength. When you can look at yourself and honestly say that shit. Well, the pleasure it would be to go to bed thinking that shit. Most nights when I go to bed planning to create a path for tomorrow. But you know, recent nights I go to bed realizing I'm already on my path for tomorrow. And it's a big difference, you know, in how you take that last breath before you go to sleep. You just take my advice. Whatever it is you want to do, whatever goals you have, just make sure they're lofty enough that when you actually achieve them, you feel 40 feet tall. You know, that's the way I think we should roll. There's a lot of motherfuckers who claim to be able to teach you how to fucking get at women and do this, that, and the other. Alpha shit. But they teach you everything except how to get at a woman. So what is a tool? A tool is something you can use to assist you in your endeavors. What you get in my tools are real conversations that will work for you. What's more, my tools tell you why what you're saying will work. Why what you're listening to is what you should be thinking. To hear something about how to catch is one thing, but to be able to see the reasoning in action and be able to understand why what's going on is going to result in your fantasies being realized, now that's something much more powerful. That's what you get. And each tool you buy, and the reality of it is, there's no detox center. There's no detox center for the dope that you're going to get. And you're going to get hooked on it. My confidence course is helping me right now as I embark on this shit I had no idea I'd be doing. Now, if I didn't understand that the journey continues, long after I believe I have arrived, I wouldn't be ready for this goddamn shit. What do I tell you motherfuckers? AVPs, always be playing. But AVPs can mean always be prepared. Hey, it can mean whatever you want it to mean. Because if you mean something, you're going to be ready. I face my fear of failing in this venture by attacking it with all I have. There's no giving in to fear. Don't get me wrong, I'll be scared, but there ain't no giving in to it. 414, what's up?
Yeah, OG. You know, it goes right back to that first video about being conceited and how you always talked about chasing your ghost. And like I said, brother, I just came back from Lake Geneva with baby, enjoying myself. And, you know, man, like I said, man, you change lives, man. And this thing, you know, I hate sometimes when you sit up and say, you know, you got to say that you're a formal outlaw. I like to say that you, man, you a teacher, man. You set up and you earned those teaching credits, man. And stress on that, because a lot of stuff you talk about, you know, it's real life man shit. So never, you know, don't sell yourself short on that, OG. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wait, I hope I don't ever sound like I'm selling myself short. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. You know, I believe what you're saying. You know, I believe I've been out there and this shit is valuable. And I do believe that at one moment, some one dude could be listening to me and it can really help. I didn't have a lot of people tell me that, man. So I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, chasing that ghost, man. And, you know, even at a tender 44 years old, man, I got, you know, things that I want to accomplish. But like I said, man, thank you for the G/role model, man. And for real, continue to put it in their face, man. A lot of times,
hey,
they get killed. Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Man.
I appreciate you, man.
Man,
my dog going crazy. I got the man. Hey. So what I believe, in being honest, and I ain't no brave motherfucker. I be going through fear a lot, but I don't let it handle me. My course has prepared me to critically think about anything. Anything that I involve myself in, I think critically about it. And I'm realizing the initial anxiety that I experience is only natural because of how important shit is to me. Whenever you experience anxiety about something, think about whether or not it's important or not. And if it is, you better be experiencing anxiety because you're going to fail if you don't. I mean, that's what that knowledge does to me. It makes me be my usual fly self. But at the same time, it makes me cautious. And I just handle my audience, whatever it is, male or female or a group or not. My whole life has been important to me. My whole life is important to my future. And I'm very serious when I say this. God damn it, I don't want to go too deep into this. But I'm going to leave it at that. You know why? Because it's time to do some else shit. Because this fucking dog is driving me crazy. And I'm wondering what's going on. I know he's just horny because my girl dog is in heat. And the only reason I ain't letting him fuck her is because that's his sister. So I can't let him. The dog, you know, when you agreed like that, the dogs don't live long. Hey, I'm gone, you guys. And let me tell you something. I'm loving this shit we doing. Get at me. I got deals for you on my site, Rosebud Offer, on some tools, on some videos. Okay, when I got videos, you know, things to do with a woman that don't cost no bunch of money. I got things to do that you ain't even thought about doing that don't, I mean, there's a lot of shit on my site. And they're all MP3s. And some of them have steps to them. Hey, RAS Riders, I'm serious. It's so dope. I mean, you know, it's like what you do is listen to it. And it's telling you things to say, how to act, how to be, what to do, when to do it, woo, woo. But at the same time, it's giving you a soundtrack. And then when you've heard it enough, you put the soundtrack on when your girl come over, and the soundtrack is just music. And as the music is playing, you remembering what you didn't heard, you do it. As the music is playing, you just do the shit that you learned. That's genius shit. Motherfuckers buy that shit and go crazy. They want me to make more of them. But that's hard work there. I don't want to work hard. I'm gone, you guys. Thanks.